You've got it locked to The Rock. The Rockdown Show with Dustin Tatro. Your weekly destination for the hottest songs in Christian rock, plus exclusive artist interviews, fan favorites, and hits from the classics of Christian rock. Now, here is your host, Dustin Tatro.
What's up, Rockdown Nation? So glad to be back with you for another week. And I'm sure that you probably have heard the old Theodore Roosevelt words of wisdom: speak softly and carry a big stick. The quiet kid in the class sometimes is the most dangerous or impactful, however you look at it. Anyways, we're visiting with Marshall Huffman, frontman of Relentless Flood from North Carolina, in this week's Artist Spotlight. 4 years after their last album, they've got a new single out this week that is the title track off of their next full album due out in April called Echoes. We're going to have a great time catching up with Marshall. As well, reflecting on some events around the world that have started up this week, folks, you better be praying because we need peace. And also the latest of what's going on in the Christian rock circle news. For now, we get into our top 10 hottest songs in Christian rock with the ladies of Gold, Frankincense, and Myrrh. Welcome to the Rockdown Show.
Number 10.
Ladies of Gold, Frankincense, and Myrrh on the Rockdown. Now on to number 9 this week as Matt Moore breaks into the top 10 with Beautiful.
Give it all away, leave it behind.
Spoke with Matt Moore in October. If you wanted to check out that interview again on our Rockdown SoundCloud. Up from number 13 to number 9, that's Beautiful. Our hearts are with those in the world caught in the midst of earthly conflict, particularly in the Ukraine. And while it's scary for many, we remember that in Ecclesiastes we're told there's a time for peace and conflict. And our ultimate peace is ensured, folks. Don't be afraid.
Number 8.
To you, I ain't going nowhere. When my numbers crawled, you'll size me up and see that I'm not scared. Challenges so inviting, trials won't make me run. Pile on the pressure, I'm my best when I'm under the gun. I'll make it out alive. I've got the heart to survive.
here's another favorite from the Rockdown Throwback Vault.
Skillet is arguably one of the most influential bands in Christian rock. Many of us say we're panheads. How many of us exactly can claim we've been a fan of the band Skillet since 1998? This week's throwback on the Rockdown Show from 1998, Skillet with Hey You, I Love Your Soul. Well, we're about to be into the month of March, believe it or not, and for a lot of places, spring break's on the way. Hard to believe how fast the year's gone already. And of course, as we've mentioned already, our prayers with those in the Ukraine this week. That's this week's throwback here on the Rockdown Show, and we are so excited to have a friend of mine that I've not visited with in a while now. In fact, that we've not heard any new music from in a while now. It's Marshall Huffman from Relentless Flood, the North Carolina-based band. We are so glad to have you on the show this week with us.
Oh, thank you so much, man. I'm so excited to be back making new music and about to hit the road. And yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, new music, by the way, that's just getting its first big push this week. It's called Echoes, a new project y'all guys have coming out, well, in another couple of months. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show, but I want to give you a chance, Marshall, to introduce Relentless Flood to those that might not have heard of you before.
Sure. We've actually been doing this for a while now. Relentless Flood's been around for about 12 years, actually. In recent years, we've made some great friends and toured with bands like Siphon Down, Disciple, who we were actually getting ready to go out with in March and April.
So tell us about yourself, Marshall, maybe your family, something interesting you like to do, and the other guys that are in the band with you.
My name is Marshall Huffman from Spruce Pine, North Carolina. I still have a normal day job, as most people in this industry do. Yeah, I'm a praise and worship leader at my church here. The other guys in my band are Dylan McLean. He's been with the band since about 2016. He just, absolutely beats the living snot out of the drums. He's from Statesville, North Carolina. Interestingly enough, our last two singles, he has mixed them for us. So we're doing a lot more stuff in-house. He has his own studio. It's called Evolve Studios. And then Donovan Roybal is our other member, which some of you guys might recognize that name.
Yeah, I was about to say, I know Donovan.
Yeah, you know Donovan, yes. Set for the fall. He had been already filling in for us on certain occasions, and he decided to join us, and it's been awesome. Donovan is a wonderful person. He's really good at like graphic design and social media stuff, and he's got awesome musical ideas. And honestly, like I've loved the whole journey of Relentless Flood, but I love this group of guys we have right now. I like our camaraderie, and I'm just so excited to get on the road with them. So yeah, that's us.
Okay, folks, one thing I've got to add in that I've noticed about Relentless Flood in the past is you get some degree of heaviness, but you get it in a very clean, open way that's very easy to listen to. Now, saying that, I've got to ask, has Donovan brought any of those more metal influences along with him?
So the new songs that are coming out on this Echoes album is really the first chance that we've all three had to co-write together. And I would actually say that his influence was a little different than that. I'll leave it till the album come out for people to just kind of feel it. He's very diverse in his musical taste, and he's an incredible musician. He's an incredible guitarist, bass player. Although Set for the Fall and Relentless Flood are similar, you know, like we're in the same wheelhouse. We definitely both have our own unique identities. The way he describes Relentless Flood music sometimes is it's got like little quirks to it, a little more like progressive elements, you know. It's more open, it has some weird syncopations and stuff in it. He has had a great influence on vocal melodies and stuff. It helps to have other people that are excellent musicians to bounce stuff off of.
You are going out starting in March on tour with Disciple. So who else is helping you out in studio on this new project?
Well, Josiah Prince, guitarist for Disciple, well, more than that, guitarist, producer, songwriter.
Owns and operates The Ranch Studio in Nashville.
And we were out at The Ranch in December. Fun fact, real quick, going along with this, Echoes, we co-wrote that with Josiah in 2019 on tour with them. I can't even tell you just what an amazing experience it's been working with him. He can push me to do things like vocally, let's say for example in the studio, that I don't think I can do, but he has a good way of just like getting the best out of you.
So they say the quiet kid in class, you know, doesn't say much, but when they do really speak up, that you better listen. And 4 years between albums is, well, honestly, with an exception, on par for you guys. What do you have to say? What is a lot of the messages that are striking your hearts as you were coming up with the album?
The way that God has orchestrated this whole thing, it's been in some ways kind of uncomfortable. It's definitely more of a darker or a heavier kind of subject matter than typically how our lyrics go. And just in my own personal life and over the past 2 years, I've been through some stuff in my personal life. I kind of lived these words. I've been to that place because the song is written from a place of despair to say, hey, you're not alone here. You know, there is a God and he hears every echo of your broken heart. So three of the new songs I would say are different, kind of more in that vein. And then the other stuff is a little more what you would expect from us, probably just stomping the devil with your heel. It's going to be an album of diverse subject matter, I'll put it that way, but it all still points to the one true God.
Actually, I just heard Echoes for the first time this afternoon. Of course, listened to it all the way through as I was preparing it for the show. And my gosh, that line, he hears every echo of your broken heart, kept just resonating with me. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in our next half hour and maybe find out some, you're talking about quirks with the band's music, maybe some quirks with the band's members. Well, that's in our next half hour, but we're getting back into the top 10 hottest songs in Christian rock this week on the Rockdown Show. For the second week at number 7, it's Matt Sassano with Not My Name.
These are the scars that I am forced to live with. These are the scars that mark me as a misfit. As I run from your perceptions, I'm fighting my reflection. And I wonder what you'd understand about staying strong when you fought so long. In a world that tells you you don't belong. These are the scars that I am for.
Sitting tight for his second week at number 7, Matt Sassano with Not My Name. I'm Dustin Tatro. The Rockdown Show is heard each week on great affiliate stations like Asbury University's Air 90 Online, The Rock 98.5, Yorkton, Saskatchewan, Canada, and of course, the original Rock 108, Iowa.
Number 6.
Again, all I wanted was a friend. Now I'm stuck here in this cycle of sin. I love this life that I have made. Is it worth the price I'll have to pay? Now this spark has becoming a flame. Can you hear my cry? I just wanna. Selfish desires, and I'll drown out the fire. While my grace is reoccurring, no, my love for you keeps burning.
On the Rockdown Show.
First of all, we want to say a very special happy birthday to Alexis Rodriguez of South Texas's Bloodlines, celebrated his birthday on Friday. Coming up after the break, we'll resume our conversation in our artist spotlight with Marshall Huffman of Relentless Flood, talking about the band's new album due out in April, the new single Echoes, which we'll also get to check out in our next half hour, and why wait so long between albums. That and all of the rest of the top 10 hottest songs this week in Christian rock are on the way next on The Rockdown.
The Rockdown Show. Back to the rock after this. The rest of The Rockdown starts now.
Can't see nothing like being hunted. I'm cold-blooded. I run with wolves. You play to lose. I'm making moves.
I'm making moves.
I run with wolves like raging bulls. I'm chasing you. Come and get me. I'm not taking it anymore. I'm laid up and ready for war.
down. Can't hide from me, don't look now. In the wild I wear the crown, cause I was born to, I was born to
only its second week on the Rockdown, and already I run with Wolves for Manifest hits number 5.
This week in a Christian rock circle.
Rather serious news from the West Coast. That's right, the Switchfoot camp, as they post earlier this week that Drew Shirley will be leaving the band. Drew had joined the band shortly after the release of their fourth album. The band says they remain friends with Drew, and that ultimately was more important than, as they say, rock and roll. Project 86 has been working on plans for their final album and have also shared that due to a goal for pre-orders far exceeding expectations, the final Project 86 album will be a double album. And finally, Jason Dunn is going to produce a live stream show on Wednesday, March 9th. Hey, that's the day before my birthday. Performing old Huck Nelson favorites from the 10 years he was in the band. In a video to fans, he said, in the 7 years since I've been on the road, I miss you. Again, that is happening on March 9th. Ticket information available at rockonpurpose.live.
Catch up on what you've missed, bonus content, and a lot more by searching The Rockdown Show on Facebook and Twitter.
Beef. It's what's for dinner. And Skillet with Surviving the Game, it's what's for number 4.
To be more than a conqueror, you have to learn to enjoy the pain. If you want to survive the game. You can try to defeat me. You don't know what's the pain that'll feed me. And I'm gonna take back what you took before.
Pass behind.
Down from number two to number four, that is Surviving the Game. What a song out from Skillet right now. Anyways, we are back with Relentless Flood, Marshall Huffman, the lead vocalist, as we prepare to feature their brand new song, Echoes, the title track from their album that's due out in April in just a few minutes. Marshall, between you, Dylan, and Donovan, what do you think is the quirkiest interest or hobby represented by Relentless Flood?
Okay, so I definitely think that's going to be me. From a young age, I've always been into anything that moves, whether that be cars, trains, planes, anything like that. I'm a huge race fan. I'm a huge NASCAR fan. All you haters, just save it. It's fine. I understand. Let's just say that. I am a massive NASCAR fan. Go to at least two or three races a year, probably.
I didn't realize that. I knew when Britt Rogers was part of Relentless Flood that he has a huge car interest. I mean, to the point of building them. I didn't know you were a NASCAR fan.
Man, I was born into it. I mean, like, I am from North Carolina, and, you know, some of my fondest childhood memories, we would go to my grandparents after church on Sundays and just spend the afternoon, and the race was on. That's what we did. We watched the race. See, this is something that Joey from Disciple and I, like, anytime we're together, we talk NASCAR and Clemson. Those are the two things.
Who is your favorite driver right now?
My favorite driver right now, it's probably Chase Elliott. He's a legacy guy. I was a Dale Jarrett fan. I don't know if any of you guys remember Dale Jarrett. Oh, yeah. I was a Dale Jarrett fan from the time. I think when I was younger, I picked this car just because of how it looked. And then I stuck with it until he retired.
All right. So the message behind the single Echoes, which we're about to feature right now, is a resonating and recurrent. You hear the echoes of my broken heart. Why is that a message that you think needs to be heard so badly right now?
Man, honestly, just because at any time there's people dealing with any myriad of different things. You know, there's people fighting untold and unseen battles that we'll never know about because people keep stuff so close at heart. And sometimes maybe they're ashamed about what they're feeling, or maybe it just brings up too much hurt to talk about it. But I feel like especially, and there's been a lot of people at different times feeling hopeless, it's just important to realize that even in those moments of despair, God hears us. He is there with us. He is closer than a friend or a brother. And a lot of times it's just being able to be aware of that simple fact that He is there and He will never leave us or forsake us. So that's why I feel like it's important.
Well, what you do and all the other artists in the Christian rock community is an ability to minister, and people don't have to respond outwardly to anybody. Marshall, Relentless Flood, guys, thanks for hanging out with us this week. Man, I'll let you go ahead and introduce the new song.
This is Marshall Huffman from Relentless Flood, and you're listening to our new single, Echoes, on The Rockdown Show.
Four walls of pain surround me, I can't escape. Each brick a haunted memory, I can't erase. Am I too far gone now to find my way out? I just wanna feel alive again.
Sometimes I
Can't wait for that new album from Relentless Flood to drop in April. That is the title track from it, Echoes. And this week's Rockdown Takeaway is inspired by both the message of that song and words that Marshall Huffman himself shared with us just a little while ago. You know, a lot of people deal with pain, and it seems like nothing will help it. In fact, so often the pain is so bad that we don't even know how to put it into words, much less how to begin praying through it. Well, there you go. Words of the song. You know the echoes of my broken heart. And I found the passage I was looking for. It's from Romans. In fact, Romans 8, verse 26. Just one verse here. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. When we do not know what we ought to pray for, the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. When we don't even have the ability to groan in our pain, the Holy Spirit, yes, the Lord cares about you and loves you. And there's peace and comfort in that, if you'll allow it. Don't wallow in your broken heart. And as always, if you need help, there's lots of resources out there, the suicide helpline, but you can always reach out to me directly through the show Facebook page or even email me, Dustin@therockdownshow.com. I will take time to talk to you because, hey, that's what friends are for. We're back into our top three hottest songs here on The Rockdown. It's Relent with Danger.
Number three.
Do you know the hell it takes you?
Matter of fact, please tell me.
Devin Williams continues his journey towards number one with Riverside.
Number two.
Marshall Huffman was talking about the journey with the Ministry of Relentless Flood over the past 12 years, and, well, your hottest song in Christian rock this week, once again, is about a journey. Here's Bayless.
Number one.
I wish I might have a place to rest my head tonight.
Soldier in the exile, searching for it.
That is Bayless, once again, your hottest song this week in Christian rock, after being in a swapping match with some of those other bands for a while now. It's called Sojourner. And with the help of Christian Music Weekly, once again, that's your 10 hottest songs this week in Christian rock on The Rockdown Show. I'm Dustin Tatro. Coming up next week, visit with a real-life nomad, and I really do mean that in the most positive ways, a guy named Dale that is so totally sold out to the Lord, to his ministry, and his guys. It's a band called As We Are. I know you're going to love hearing from them as they bring more new music. Until next time, I'm Dustin Tatro, reminding you that you matter, you are loved, and you've got a purpose, so get out there and show the world what real love is all about. See you next week, and in the meantime, keep on rocking.
The Rockdown Show is produced by Tatro Entertainment. All rights reserved. Thanks for listening.